She gave me the signal. Okay, we'll go from there. As it's been noted, in recognition of World Peace Day, which is this coming Saturday, September 21st, and in acknowledgement of all the peace activities that are happening in many places this week, the title of my talk this morning is Under the Influence of Peace. And as many of us know, for many, many years now, we have offered a special service, a special peace service. And it began as a very early morning meditation on the morning of December 31st. It began more than 20 years ago. And that particular time coincided with thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of people around the world who are meditating at exactly the same time in their own time zone. But as the world began to participate in peace ceremonies in different ways, at different times, in different places, and on different days, we joined in that change last year by offering our special peace service on the evening of September 21st, which in 1981 is the date that the United Nations designated as World Peace Day, or an International Day of Peace, a day where everyone is designated to put down their weapons and just be peace. So, a specific peace service anywhere requires many, many volunteers to make it come about. And over the years, we have been blessed with an abundance of volunteers to bring about our yearly peace service. And I have no doubt that that would have been the case this year, except for this. For me, without Marcia, who worked hand in hand with me, heart to heart with me, in creating the very beautiful, special programs that we offered every year, without her, I asked the steering committee if it would be okay this year not to have a separate peace service. And they agreed that it would be okay this year, and I am so appreciative that that's the case. So this is it. You didn't know it, but this is our peace service right here today. And it's without a specific invitation to a separate event, but still this morning is a special event. Because anytime we can come together anywhere in peace is special indeed. So as we continue to focus on our September theme, Be of Service, I invite us to consider how our choosing to live under the influence of the peace that lives in us is a powerful way for us to be of service to the world around us. Now, even though a special peace ceremony is inspirational at the time, if that inspiration doesn't remain with us and influence our life choices after it's over, if we don't remain under the influence of peace and live peacefully every day, no matter how many peace ceremonies take place each year, they won't bring peace on earth. All we need to do is look at our own country and the conflicts, so many, that occur on a regular basis that are no less divisive than any other conflict anywhere else in the world. to know that peace on earth requires more than our yearly attention. A once-a-year peace meditation, peace prayer, peace celebration feels so good. And we feel so peaceful and ready to be peaceful. But it won't bring a sustainable peace on earth unless we all make the decision to live under the influence of peace and let peace guide us in all that we think and do and say every day. Gandhi said, "There is no path to peace. Peace is the path." We serve the world by choosing peace as our path, by being the peace that we want to see on earth. We serve the world by offering the spirit of peace that is truly present everywhere, a passage into the world through us, as we live our ordinary day-to-day life and let peace begin with us moment to moment. Every moment, we have a choice to choose judgment or acceptance, to choose conflict or compassion, to choose separation and isolation or unity. And there's a distinct difference between our controlling anger and choosing peace. Because if we are silently emitting angry energy, we are not being peace even when we're being quiet. Living peacefully in a world that seems to be filled with naming and shaming and blaming and harming isn't easy. I mean, we want solutions to problems. But the thing is that when we focus on problems, we become part of the problems because we energize them with our focus on them, by giving them more life through our attention. More love is always the answer, and inner peace is always the solution. In fact, if we live under the influence of this world, peace doesn't stand a chance. The beautiful, peaceful Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh said, "People say walking on water is a miracle. But to me, walking peacefully on earth is the real miracle." So how do we maintain peace of mind in a chaotic and conflicted world? How can we practice peace in a world where obstacles to peace seem to pop up every day? Well, as some of you may know, I used to scuba dive. So certified scuba diver. Took a lot of lessons, a couple of years of them. And it occurred to me while I was thinking about peace and learning to live in this world, that some of the lessons that I learned about diving in the open waters of the ocean, where unexpected obstacles can occur anytime, might be helpful if we applied them to our learning to walk peacefully on earth. So in our scuba class, we learned to remain calm when obstacles occurred in the ocean by practicing ahead of time. And practice being calm and peaceful ahead of time by doing it in the safe environment of a swimming pool. Now, when you're diving in the open waters of the ocean and you're diving deep and you're close to the bottom of the ocean currents and your scuba gear can cause the silt and sand at the bottom to suddenly swirl around and actually obscure your vision. And so in the safety of the swimming pool, we put foil over our masks so that we couldn't see. And then we learned to swim peacefully and calmly without being able to see where we were going. And in this way, we learned that if something like that occurred in the open ocean, rather than panicking, we could remember how it felt not to be able to see, and we could call upon that same calm and peace and get us through whatever might be going on. And the world around us is a lot like the open ocean, where obstacles, unexpected, pop up every day, sometimes in our individual life as well as the world around us. And by practicing peace in a safe environment, we can become so familiar with its presence within us that no matter what happens, we'll remember to call upon it. For example, we can practice peace by just walking in nature where the animals and the trees are not likely to disturb our peace. We can practice meditating in a quiet place. We can listen to music that soothes our soul. Practicing peace when peace is all that appears to be, makes peace an easy choice. And such practice causes us to remember that peace lives in us, that peace is natural to us, and that it's always there to choose, even when peace seems like a difficult choice. To walk peacefully in this world, we must practice choosing peace in every thought that we entertain in our mind, in every conversation that we choose to join, and in every action we take. When we give peace a chance, we find we're able to breathe deeply and calmly in the midst of anger, even if it's directed our way. We're able to breathe deeply and calmly even if everything around us seems to be exploding in chaos. When we are under the influence of peace, we're able to see beyond the conflict of words and actions. In fact, peace as service to the world looks very much like acceptance of the moment rather than a fight against it. Knowing peace is a choice causes us to realize that if there is to be peace on earth, that warring against anything won't bring it about. We can't force peace, but we can choose peace. And it's up to each of us to choose it. What we choose is reflected back to us in the world we see. If peace is what we choose to be, then peace will appear in the world that we see because everyone in our world benefits from our peaceful vibe. The universal law of attraction responds to the vibration of our thoughts, the feelings behind our words, and the intentions behind our actions. When we're peaceful, just like a boomerang, the law of attraction causes what we put out to come right back to us. Now, many of us, I don't know anymore because I used to think you might be familiar with certain Bible verses, but this one is often used in wartime. And it says, greater love has no person than to lay down their life for their friends. But that verse doesn't necessarily refer to dying, but to living. To live in such a way that we bring our peace with us and we lay it down before everyone present, no matter what's going on. Just because someone offers us something, we're not required to take it. So each of us is at choice whether or not we choose to take offense. Now in the book of Mark, we read, whenever you pray, forgive whatever you have against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your faults. We could say that in order for us to walk peacefully on earth, we need to carry no fault insurance. No matter who we're with, when we remain peaceful, no matter who is saying what to whom, everyone profits from the peace we emit. It's been said that an enemy to whom you show kindness becomes your friend, whether he knows it or not. The peace within us is unconditional. It doesn't need agreement. No one needs to agree with us in order for us to choose it. It doesn't require a treaty or a pact, but it does require surrender. In order for us to live under the influence of peace, we must surrender whatever we have against anyone, including ourselves. The spiritual teacher Muji wrote, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. When we live under the influence of peace, the enemies in our mind disappear, and the peace within us is so full that we cannot help but to let peace begin with us. Namaste.